We appreciate what we can feel in our heart this morning.
Bless him, Lord.
Appreciate the goodness of the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Appreciate obedience this morning. I really do. I tell you, I don't know how anybody else is. I think this is my third time here. It's been a long time since I've been here.
Yeah, bless you, Lord.
And you always kind of, even though you've been up to a place before, you always kind of have nerves and everything else. But I tell you, I appreciate the lady singing the song. She said she felt like she needed to sing it so she wasn't hearing the service.
Yeah.
Because there's a good spirit that come from that.
Yes.
And there's a good spirit that come from all the songs this morning.
Bless you all.
I appreciate that we can have something in common. Even though we might not know each other, we can have something in common. And I tell you, there's not a whole lot of things that I can talk about in this life. I'll have conversations with people from time to time, and they just come to a kind of a standstill. But when I really get talking to somebody that knows about the Lord, you can carry on the conversation for a long time. I'm certainly glad of that. I appreciate that about the Lord. I'm glad that His ways are way higher than ours, and I'm glad that He knows all about us. And I know times are a little different right now, and everything, and we're just trying to get accustomed to them and everything. But I'm glad that the Lord didn't tell me what was going to take me out of this land. But I tell you what, He told me He would carry me out of this land, though, and I'm glad. I believe that when we go to sleep in the Lord, it'll just be like a night's sleep, and we'll wake up and be in glory. And I appreciate that. We're going to read to you the Gospel according to St. John in the 21st chapter for any of those that want to read along. And this just came to our heart. And I tell you, I appreciate the Gospel this morning. I appreciate the Word of God. I really do. I appreciated what it means for us in our life, and without Him we would be nothing. I don't know if anybody really here knows me or not, but y'all are going to have to be patient with me. We kind of ramble on for a little while, and we're slow about things, but I learned a long time ago that God called us the way that He called us, and that's the only way that we can be. I used to stand up here, or I'd watch preachers get up, and they just seem like they just be right there, just ready to preach. But it seems like the longer we get in, the more we have to be patient with the Lord and dig for Him and everything. We certainly desire your prayers, though. We're going to read to you a few verses here in the 21st chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. And we're going to start in the 15th verse for all those that want to read along. We desire your prayers this morning. And it says, starting in the 15th verse, "So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him a third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep." And that's what's the closest thing to our heart this morning. I don't know what we can really say or do with that, or which way we can go with things, but we desire your prayers this morning. We certainly do. I appreciate the goodness of the Lord this morning. I appreciate His Spirit, and I tell you, I appreciate another opportunity just to be out in the church house. I know around the home place there, most of them have shut down again for a little while, but we appreciate the the opportunity just to gather out and be in His house and be with His kindred, and knowing that we are in a safe place. I appreciate the things like that. I really do. And I don't know what we can begin to even try to preach on in the Scripture, but that was the closest thing to our heart this morning. With all our heart, we desire your prayers, and we're going to do our very best to get ourselves out of the way. But I appreciate, though, the Scripture and the Word of God this morning and what it's meant to us in our life. And I'm glad that He saved our soul. I certainly am. And I'm glad that He knows all about us this morning. And there's no doubt, there's not one thing that we can hide from Him. But I tell you, I appreciate, though, that the Lord knows all about us. He knows our heart, our desires this morning. And I'm glad over there the Bible said that He come out over there and began to talk to the disciples in the Scripture I read unto you. Hey, my friend, and He went over there, and the Bible said He asked them if they had caught anything, and they said nothing. Hey, my friend, and I'm glad over there the Bible said, He said unto them, hey, my friend, to cast your net on the right side and ye shall find. Hey, my friend, I'm glad today. Hey, my friend, there's times in this life where we'll go and go and go. Hey, my friend, and it seems like there's no hope to be found. Hey, my friend, but I'm glad. Hey, my friend, it seems like the Lord has perfect timing. Hey, my friend, and no doubt He knows exactly where every one of us stand. Hey, my friend, and everything about us this morning. Hey, my friend, you realize over there. Hey, my friend, there was a woman. Hey, my friend, that had an issue of blood. Hey, my friend, and the Bible said, hey, my friend, that she spent everything she had, seeking for a way to cure that blood issue. Hey, my friend, and I realize, my friend, she had literally lost all hope she had. My friend, but I realize over there, she remembered, my friend, this man named Jesus. My friend, you realize today, my friend, she didn't want him to come over, and cast out a demon, to say your blood dried up. My friend, the only thing that she wanted, was to reach over and touch the hem of his garment. My friend, you realize today, my friend, we can put a lot into this journey. No doubt. My friend, it seems like the longer this world goes on, my friend, the tougher and tougher it is to go in it. My friend, I was saying the other day, you keep praying, we're going to keep pressing. My friend, we ain't there yet, but we're going to do our very best to get there. My friend, you realize, as the youth comes up, I'm still pretty young, I know that. My friend, but as the young ones grow up, my friend, it seems like there's more and more temptation in the way. I ain't been to school in a long time, but I would say Christ probably ain't very popular in the school system no more. My friend, it's almost like
Hey, you gotta put a veil over your face just to worship anymore. Hey, my friend. Hey, but you realize, hey, there have been many a times, brother, hey, where I talked to the Lord. Hey, in the closet. Hey, shut my door to her. Hey, said, Lord, you know I love you. You know, I'll be honest with you. You can take it however you want. But I would be willing to give up everything just to have the Lord. My friend. You know, my friend. He told that rich young ruler over there. He came to Jesus. And he asked him a certain question. He said, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? My friend, you know, I believe Jesus looked him up and down, searched his heart out. According to the Bible, it says he even loved him. My friend, but there was one thing between him and Christ and that eternal life. My friend, it wasn't the sin that he had. Don't get me wrong, sin's no good. My friend, he asked him, he said, have you kept my commandments? And he said, from my youth up, I have observed them. My friend, you realize, he said, yet one thing thou lackest. My friend, I don't know how rich this man was. But according to the Bible, he had a lot of riches. My friend, and he said, go and sell all that you have and distribute it unto the poor. My friend, have you ever been to a moment in your life where you weighed out different things in the will of God? My friend, when I first started getting my heart right with God, I'd already been saved. But there come a time when he required a little bit more. My friend, I remember I got out into the world. My friend, I thought I had it all. My friend, and there was one night, I was sitting on my couch. My friend, sin riddled all over me. And I began to cry unto the Lord. And I told him, I said, Lord, if you give me one more opportunity just to get everything worked out with you one more time. Don't get me wrong, I was saved. And according to the way we believe, and I believe, I was headed to heaven. But I like to be like he said, you said it's a heavenly places on this side. Woo! My friend, I hate to know I lived this whole life and never got a taste of heaven, wouldn't you? Folks get saved and then they go back out in the world. My friend, think it's all full of bed of roses. Next thing you know, the thorns and the cares of this life have choked you up, and you lost everything you had to begin with. My friend, I went and told the Lord, though, sitting there in my sin, right there on the couch, I said, Lord, I'm going to go to church one more time. I don't know if you're going to accept me or not. But I'm going to go anyways. My friend, what I didn't know about that Sunday morning, I walked in. Have you ever seen a dog with his tail tucked between his legs? Just walking along. That's about how I was in the house of God that morning. My friend, but you realize that was the beginning of my new relationship with the Lord. I didn't know salvation had so many benefits. If you got saved and you stopped right there, I'll charge you. Seeking the Lord with everything you got. And see if you don't find it. Woo! My friend. You realize today, my friend, that God's riches, they're full of abundance, and He will make your cup to overflow. Me and my wife have talked about this many times. Have you ever been in a service before? My friend, and the real Spirit of God starts moving around. I ain't talking about the ones where people get up hooting, hollering, and shouting. It's just cold as everything. I'm talking about when the real Spirit starts flowing. I'm just going to be honest with you. We go to church sometimes, and there's people. Now don't talk bad about me when I leave, please. But there's people that'll get up every time, whether they got some or not, and they'll give it to you. And I'll be honest with you, it goes as far as from their mouth to the floor. But then, when the Spirit of God really starts stirring and flowing, my friend, those folks don't have much to say, do they? And the folks that hardly ever say nothing, my friend, they still might not say nothing, but boy, you'll start seeing some tears flowing down their eye. You might see one make their feeble hand raise on up. My friend, because the cup's about to overflow. My friend, and every once in a while, somebody will get so full that they'll let a little shout out. Let me tell you something. You're going to go a whole lot of places in this life where Christ just don't fit where these people are. My friend. But let me tell you. There was a point in time when Simon Peter, he took his sword and smote that man's ear. And they carried Christ away. Christ told him, said, put your sword up. My friend, he had a work to do. And there wasn't going to be a man on this earth to stop him. Don't get me wrong. He was just as human as we were, but yet he didn't have any sin. When he knew his lot fully, my friend, he told his father, he said, take this bitter cup from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. That's where we need to get at nowadays. Hey, my friend. God's will to be done. You realize they led Christ away over there. Hey, my friend. Hey, and here's Simon Peter falling in front of Pharaoh. Hey, there have been a few times where I've fallen in from afar off. But I sure like it when I fall him right there close by. You realize today, my friend, Simon Peter was watching his Lord, his God, his Savior. My friend, and the Bible said there came one up to him and said, "Wasn't you one that was with him?" And he said, "No, it wasn't me." Shortly thereafter, here comes another one. My friend said, "I know you walked with him." He said, "No, you got the wrong guy." Hey, my friend. Then he began to warm himself by the fire. Have you ever been by the fire and begin to get a little warm? I'll tell you one thing. If I ever warm myself in the fire of Christ, my friend, it don't care who thinks what of me. Thank God we got a letter out. But he come up to him there, and he said, "I know that you're the one that was going with him." And the Bible said that he began to spit out words at him. He said, "It wasn't me." And then the cock crew. And he remembered that Christ had told him something. I said all that to say this. No matter what situations you get in this life, there are going to be people that you work with in your everyday. I can almost guarantee you, wherever you work at, there are going to be more people that don't believe than they are that do believe. When you go into a restaurant, I was sitting and I'll tell you a quick story. This has been a long time ago. I was sitting with Brondi one night. We were at the Waffle House. And we were talking about Christ and everything and just having a good old time by ourselves over there. In the morning time, it's night time, more than morning time. The hours just keep going by. And we asked the waitress over there, we said, "Do we need to get up and go since we've been here for so long?" And she looked at us and she said, and a big tear rolled down her face, and she said, "Y'all can stay here all day long because you're talking about the gospel. Let your light shine. No matter where you're at, let it shine. Because when it shines in the darkness, the darkness comprehends it not. It is worth the journey. Sometimes you lose your joy. I've lost my joy before. I've lost peace and prosperity, happiness. I'll tell you, if I ain't happy with the Lord, if my life ain't centered in His will, then I'm the most miserable man in this world." Sure. You know why? Because I know what He can do. I know what He's capable of. I know what that spirit feels like when you walk down the sidewalk and you feel Him. And you just feel Him taking your steps and just leading them. You know what the Bible says about the steps of a good man? They're ordered by the Lord. When you lose that, you've lost everything that you got.
Your home don't matter anymore. The vehicle you drive don't matter anymore. Your spouse ain't as happy with you as they once were. Your kids ain't happy. When you are right with God, your world runs like a smooth old machine.
Yeah,
may God bless you.
Amen.